This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT Break.
That's right, 2:37 here on the Sweet Spot. It is Friday. Why Today Doesn't Suck with the Hard Line is just around the corner, but you heard Conrad there. It's time to crown the NIT Break champion this week, and we will do so with Monto, who has been combing over all the audio. He looked on the cutting room floor to see what...
He lost a couple, but I think he found them again.
Oh, really?
On his drive up, yeah.
Okay. Well, what do we got, Monto?
We have six candidates today. And yes, Mino, there were seven, but I lost the other one. I'll check the lost and found when we're done here.
Maybe the dog got it.
Let's start with candidate number one here. One, Matt McLaren, who I believe this was during, boy, music this week. He added a letter to the end of Pat Benatar's name.
Oh, no.
That would definitely change her last name.
And I don't know this song, and maybe when I hear it, this is her highest charted song. It's Love is a Battlefield, and it's Pat Benatar.
Okay.
Oh, yes!
That never reached number one, don't worry.
What are you doing?
You hadn't introduced any of the other ones.
Are you doing this? Bow, 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 bow. Yeah, Pat Benatar's interesting because this is the type of... I think I just called her.
I heard that.
I think... Pat Benatar.
Oh, okay.
He added a D at the
end. Oh, dear. It's interesting because...
Now make your point.
That's the type of music that you would think would hit number one.
I mean, at least she's all better now, I guess.
Yeah.
Behind
her. It's funny that Matt caught it himself and tripped himself up.
Yeah.
It's like, oh no.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
He was jamming, having a good time, singing along. And that extra D will get you.
Sometimes the D will get you.
So there is Matt McLaren, Matty Beers, as candidate number one. Up next here is him. Not from Sunday morning, though. This was from last Friday. During the invasion, towards the end of the invasion, that's when the Deion contract news broke.
Yeah.
And Lando did not want to go in because for some reason he thought it wasn't breaking news. And Ham forced him to, and it was not professional radio.
I'm not surprised that he's responding on social media when people will put a question out there like that. But, yeah, it wasn't even directed at him. I guess he just saw it and decided that he wanted to respond to
some
it.
Some of his replies to some of the comments are kind of funny.
Yeah, pretty open about it.
These people
it.
Are ripping him on this thing.
A little bit of breaking news.
Okay.
Ham, you're the worst.
What's happening?
It's not even breaking news. Deion Sanders has a 5-year contract for $54 million. Ham
extension, yes.
Forced the breaking news sounder on me.
Through the 2029 season.
Go.
So I guess everybody who thought when Shador leaves he'd be out, they were wrong. All right, let's drink.
Well, you can easily get out of that if you get another job and go. So, yeah, 5 years, 54, Lando?
Yes.
That's 54. Some great breaking news, man. You're the best.
You know what, Sean? We'll put this on you since you're our news director.
Should I'm that not have the news director. That's not my news. Hat. I don't
Should
have
that have
that
been
hat.
Breaking news during the show?
That was actual breaking news. So. I don't understand where Lando was coming from.
Then we'll put we're going to call an audible and say that's on Lando because he should have been willing to come in with that one.
Yeah, I was in the control room.
Former Cowboy, one of the most recognizable college football coaches, gets extended.
Yeah, doesn't take the Cowboys job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in the control room when that happened, and I was so confused. Like, I heard the sounder, and then I heard Lando just not want to say anything. Now I need to know what the breaking news is. Okay, yeah, Deion. Cool.
You think many news people blame the technical director?
Immediately. Ham, you're the worst.
Like Delkus is just yelling at his stage director.
Yes, we don't have a tornado, okay?
It's not even breaking news. Deion Sanders has a 5-year contract for $54 million.
It's not breaking news. It's a tornado watch, not a warning.
We are a station that broke the news that CJ Fair was joining the Mavs Summer League team. The bar has been lowered.
Goodness gracious.
Man,
Kyle, we need to revisit that on Monday.
I think we were doing a show
I was running the board.
Yeah, and I was like, what?
Kyle.
It was Donovan and Saroy hosting at the time.
Yeah,
I remember
okay.
that.
Okay. And Kyle Ingram, former ticker anchor, gets on the talk back. He says, hey, I got some breaking Mavs news. And I said, what is it? He goes, I got this one.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, man. Can't wait to see what happens. And CJ Fair agreed to play for the Mavs summer league team. Didn't sign a contract. Just he's going to play in Vegas. Didn't make the team.
So we're putting that on Lando or Ham?
That's Lando.
Lando
should have been willing to do his job.
I agree.
All right. The next three here are all from the April Fool's Open. First one is on a guy that I am positive I don't think has been on here before, Joe Lecce. As Joe Lecce, his main job up here is keeping everyone in line during big station events like the draft or ticket stock or the April Fool's Open.
And feed us desperados.
So he, during the April Fool's Open, was insisting that you guys go to break, and he wanted to go a little bit early, and he got dogpiled by the broadcasters.
So Mino has the tee box right now, wearing his Jordans, and he is zigging where others are zagging as he is about to tee up here. He is going to hit a 7-iron instead of a driver, so maybe some issues on the par 3. I don't know. This is advice from the incredible Hulse. So Mino is now approaching the ball with his 7-iron, and why are we stopping? Let's hit. Let's play. We're not in break. Okay, stand by. We're going to break. Thank you, Joe.
No, we're not. Go.
Trust me. We're playing. Go.
God Almighty, somebody go.
Yes.
Y'all should go.
Mino is.
I think we're supposed to
approaching the ball with his 7-iron.
Then we get Gordo's meek Joe Lecce impression.
I like how the fake Joe Lecce sounds like Keith from Righteous Gemstones.
That's why I struggled on the green on the par 4. Was just like, am I going to hit the ball or not? Are we going to go to break?
And he's just waving his arms in my face. I'm like, dude, like, I think we're fine here. Jeez,
like, screw it, I'm going to hit the ball. Why not, Joe, fake Joe.
The milkman.
Well, speaking of Sean nicknames, you are candidate number 4 here from the April Fool's Open. Now, Ham and DJ were wearing all Dr. Pepper garb. Now, referring to them by their initials sounds a little odd.
Let's meet Sean Bass. Corby, we are here on the tee box of the 7th hole, a par 4. Of course, famously, Davey striped one last year, which pretty much was the key to his victory.
Yeah.
And we have Ryan Baldwin, who I believe his brother is the caddy, because he's a ginger-bearded, same build as Baldy, so I'm assuming they're related.
Yeah, they're related.
A good guess.
Then, of course, we have the DP boys. We have Matt Birmingham.
And
DJ
Dr. Pepper, not...
I was about to say.
Yeah.
That's quite a charge.
Not the other...
It's quite a title.
There's not an Eiffel Tower going on the 7th tee right now.
And if
now.
They're both the same thing, man, they are talented.
And my note said that's their favorite pastime, so...
That other voice you hear is Donovan Lewis.
Like, they're just
I think that's a good line.
The same girl the whole tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't have a visual of what they're wearing, it's very funny to hear them be called the DP boys.
That's weekend radio for you, man.
Yeah.
Oh, Sean wasn't wrong.
You don't have enough to pay for two hookers. You got to share the one.
Mm-hmm.
The that's same why, spot, too.
That's why him and DJ are the DP boys.
You find the... Just got to get to the basket.
Y'all sure y'all want to touch him? All right. There is Sean. And our last one here from the April Fool's Open is Corby, who also had a hard time with names and may have done another version of Monto and Miney.
No one is more likely to create a whiff than the elf.
Oh, Hanukkah sword stand.
He's wearing his Zubaz.
The greatest nickname of all time. All right, and teeing off on the 5th, the daunting par 5. These poor cats.
Oh, it's the worst.
Eddie and D.A. Eddie and D.A. Let us meet Jacob Dedimore.
So you may have heard of E.A. and Deddy. How about Eddie and D.A.?
I like that.
That's very Monto and Mighty.
D.A. Azad.
There is Corby. Now, imagine those two guys fused into one person.
What if EA was amazing. Our district attorney?
Oh, my gosh. They have to wheel him into the courtroom.
You think he'd win many cases?
Objection, Your Honor.
Throw the book at that guy.
Objection.
All right. There is Corby as candidate number five. Our last one here is one Dave Lane, who shortened the most unfortunate of words. He was okay, but it stopped them all down.
It's kind of every kid's dream, but it's also not a reality, and that is win a gold medal and in your sport. And so Roger Goodell talked about it today, and the NFL is fully behind flag football being a sport in the Olympics.
Yeah, because it's kind of a league-wide initiative to get the Play 60, to get young kids playing soccer before they play play flag football before they play contact football.
Right.
I know. I came dangerously close to saying the C word. I understand that. But yes, they're trying to get kids to play flag football.
Boy, something about stopping down on that word will just completely put a stick in your spokes.
And then, even if it's if it starts with a C, and then there's a T in there too, like con, you don't think anything dirty. But I think it's just we're so conditioned here at the station.
Yes.
With Brad Sham saying it. Like if you're just out with your buddies and somebody stops short on country, you're not really thinking too much. But to hear it over the radio is so funny.
And I don't remember the context of the Brad Sham one. Was he going down to the sidelines at that point?
No, it was Pulescu with the 56-yard
punt. Now we'll go down to Christie.
Punt.
No,
all right.
He wasn't going down to Christie.
Be nice.
Christie's the best.
All right, let's vote. Is it Matt McLaren? Is it Lando, the military dropout Devin Landrum? Is it Joe Lecce going to break too early? Sean and his DP boys? Corby, the father of Eddie and DA? Or Con Dave? I'm going to start the voting this week. I'm going to give Joe Lecce a little love because I don't feel like he ever gets votes. Let's go to Will Connerly in the newsroom.
Give me Kevin.
All right. There's a vote for Lando.
That's, Lando. His real first name is Kevin.
He knows him as Kevin. Ham?
It's not even breaking news. Deion Sanders has a
probably could have guessed that one.
$54 million.
Sean.
Yeah, when Ham has the better news sense, I have to give it to Lando.
Okay, Mino, your vote doesn't count, but what would you like it to be on the record?
You know what, Justin, you're right. Joe Lecce's been working here so long. He deserves a vote.
A little
love. I think he deserves the win today. I got a vote for my guy Joe.
Well, he does not get the win, but he does get a little love. Lando is today's NIT break winner. I don't know if he's ever won before. He's won one, so that's his second.
So Lando will be cutting down the nets of the NIT this week.